state kind of gave us some guidance, you know, on what the expectations are. You know, the driver doesn't have to look at every stop to make sure each kid's buckled in. They go over it. They have the explanation. They make sure when they start and end where the students are at. But it also, you know, gives guidelines for the students that, hey, if they're not in their seat belt and not following direction on that they could lose their privilege of riding on the school bus. So it's just another level now that we actually have school buses that have the seat belts on to go over, you know, so bus drivers understand what their expectations are, and family and students also understand what their expectations are of riding on a bus with a seat belt, because it's new and it's different. And so, you know, got to make sure you have policies in place so everybody knows the expectations.